we can do. All right. If you have your Bible this morning, look with me in Mark chapter 8. Mark chapter 8. And I want you to notice a few things as we go through here. And we want you to read along with us this morning, or look at it as we go down through here. And just let the Holy Spirit this morning. Amen. Don't just listen to me, but listen to the Holy Spirit this morning as it speaks to your heart. Let Him minister to you this morning as we go through here. Mark chapter 8 and I'm going to begin reading at verse 14. And the Bible says, "Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread. Neither had they in the ship with them more than one loaf." I want you to imagine this. As out on that sea, they didn't have maybe but one loaf of bread. 13 of them perhaps or more. In verse 15, "And he charged them, saying, Take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, and of the leaven of Herod." And he's really, I think, talking about here maybe spiritually. And in verse 16 it said, "And they reasoned," the disciples meaning, "and they reasoned among themselves, saying, It is because we have no bread. And when Jesus knew it, he saith unto them," he knows everything, don't he?
That's right.
Did you ever think about it?
Uh-huh.
He knows everything.
That's right.
He knew what they were thinking. He knew what they were back there whispering about.
That's right.
They thought he was angry because they forgot to take bread. "And they reasoned among themselves, saying, It is because we have no bread." Verse 17, "And when Jesus knew it or perceived it, he said unto them, Why reason, or why do you even discuss, because you have no bread? Perceive ye not yet?" Don't you understand yet? "Have ye your heart yet hardened?" Hardened with what? Hardened with unbelief.
That's right.
Remember that word. Verse 18, it said, "Having eyes, see ye not?
Come on.
And having ears, hear ye not? And do ye not remember?" Verse 19, "When I break the five loaves among 5,000 people, how many baskets full of fragments tuck ye up?" They said unto him, 12. Are you getting that? You know where we're heading right now, don't
Amen,
you?
Amen, brother. Come on.
"And when the 7 among 4,000, Jesus said, How many baskets full of food took ye up? And they said, 7. Can you imagine? They were starting to get the picture along about them, Brother Gilbert.
Yeah, that's right.
And verse 21, "And he said unto them, How is it that you do not understand?" There is a number of things that I want to look at here. And I hope that you've seen as we read these few verses here this morning, I hope that you have done seen something that may have woke us up a little bit more spiritually. You know, sometimes, friend, we can hear preaching, we can hear singing, we can hear testimony. Sometimes we can go to church on every day of the week. Every day of the week. But you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. But just going to church is not going to get it. It's not going to get it. And so Jesus here, because even though we are like these disciples. Amen? You say, how are we like them, Brother Jeff? Well, I'll tell you how we're like them. We have heard the Word of God 3-4 times a week or maybe even more. We hear what Jesus is saying. We come to church sometimes and maybe we see things happening at home or somewhere else, and we see these things that's taking place. Are you following me? And so we see these, but a lot of times we can see the work of the Holy Ghost right among us. We can see it working. And people will go out and say, well, you know, the days of miracles is over. The days that Jesus was talking about here, they're no more. My friend, I don't know why that people thinks that way. I want you to take a text, Tony, so you won't call me this afternoon. And so write it down out of verse 18 there, where Jesus said, do ye not remember? Do you not remember? He said, do ye, and we say, do you not remember? And that's what I'll probably, praise God, be looking at this morning. Do you not remember? You say, oh, I remember. Do you really remember today? Do you remember what happened last Sunday? Amen. You know, sometimes we hear and we see just as Jesus told the disciples. And here they were. Jesus had just fed 5,000 with a few little loaves. Johnny had just fed 4,000 with a few little loaves. I mean, these disciples had been with Jesus. Hey, man, they had seen a lot of things, Brother Bobby, take place. But notice here, when they got in a boat and started out across the sea, they realized that they hadn't taken any bread. One little loaf or less. And here Jesus, Mark, here He had just fed, what, 5,000 with, what, two or three little loaves of bread? Fed 5,000 people with it. And He said, have you forgotten? Do you not remember what I done? His last concern, being worried about how much bread was in the boat that they took. That was not Jesus. You know why? Because He is the bread of life. Somebody help me preach a little bit. I said He is the bread of life. And that's just, you say, well, why didn't they understand that, Jim? Why didn't the disciples see it? How in the world could they forget this? That's a good question. How in the world do we forget to remember a lot of blessings and a lot of things that God does for us? He said, do you not remember these things? Have we forgotten? Can we not remember, Sister Sharon, how God has blessed us? Sometimes, if we... It's not that we don't forget it. It's just that we don't remember it a lot of times. We are a blessed people, amen. We are a blessed people among all people in the world. You say, why are we blessed more? Simply because we still have the right, Cheryl, to come in here and to worship the Lord, raise our hands and praise Him and give glory. Woo! Can you remember the days that Jesus is saying to us today?
He is, brother.
Do you not remember, church? Do you not remember the times that you've been sick? Do we not remember the times that we have come along and said, I need you to pray for me, church. Have you forgotten the prayer that's went out and the anointing oil that's been poured upon us? Have you forgotten? Don't you remember, church, that the people that we've seen healed, amen? Have we forgotten these things? Have we forgotten these things? Do you not remember? Is this all right this morning?
Amen, brother. Amen, brother.
That's why Paul said to Timothy, said, go down there and stir up their mind in a way of remembering. Amen. Right? We're a people. We forget sometimes. We take for granted sometimes how good that God is to us. Everything goes good. Amen. Our bills are paid. Amen. Everything's going fine and dandy. Amen. Do we remember these things? It seems like people want to remember the bad things. I'll tell you what, I'll guarantee you, they could be 20, 25 people, Brother Bob, come in this church today, at this altar, Tony, and I'll guarantee you, they would be shouting, in the hills of glory, they'd be shouting, around the old sanctuary, here, but I'm gonna tell you, it wouldn't be known too much, you could preach it, you could put it on the air, across the land, but they would not remember, what went on here today. But let me tell you, somebody get out here and shoot somebody and kill them. Now they can remember that. See, people don't have problem remembering the bad things, but they have a problem remembering what Jesus Christ done for them. Woo! Glory to God. Let me ask you this personally. Do you remember when you was in your sins? Do you remember that? Do you remember the? Do you remember going to perhaps the dance halls and the parties? Do you remember guzzling it down, the old evil spirit? Do you remember a shooting in the vein? Do you remember popping them pills that would make you crazy? Is there anybody here that remembers them times? Friends, I remember them days, but I'm going to tell you, I remember more than them things. I remember more about the day, hallelujah, that Jesus came by. I remember more of that day that He delivered me from the pills. He delivered me from the alcohol, and thank God today I remember where I was at when He found me, and I remember what He done for me that day. I'm going to have to stop and shout a while. Amen. Do you remember this church? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you remember, parents, when your baby was sick? Do you remember bringing them to the church? One thing about it, you remember to where you could get help at. Amen. A lot of people, Jim, they seem like they have a loss of memory of what God's done for them. Amen. I was sitting there thinking when Brother Allen was teaching this morning, and I want to tell you, friends, what's happening to a lot of world, a lot of the people today. I'm talking about church people just like us. Sometimes God gets good to them. Sometimes God delivers them from these things. And sometimes God just blesses them, child, and blesses them instead of thanking God for the blessings, amen, that He blesses us with. I said instead of thanking God, they'll get the big head. They'll get the big head. They'll get the feeling like they're a whole lot better than anybody else. Well, so be it. Ain't a lot of people more educated than me, John. There's a lot of people a whole lot smarter than I am in some ways. And in some ways, I've got them beat. You know why? Because I know who my Jesus is. I know who He is. Nobody don't have to tell me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's something I despise worse than anything. Yeah, brother. Amen. Some poor old sinner down and out. Yeah, And then Jesus saves them. And then He starts blessing them. And they get to thinking, well, it's not Jesus, it's me that's come out of it. Amen. Anybody hear what I'm saying? You take warning from this old preacher, from this book. You better be careful. Amen. When you get in that shape, you better not fly too high, because every eagle has got a light sometime or another. I tell you, church, I'd rather have Jesus than have anything this morning. They ain't nothing. I said they ain't nothing that makes me feel any better. But I start remembering how Jesus, when He found me, I was in a gutter. I was in a slime. But thanks be unto God, He passed by. I remember where I was at. I remember what I was. But thanks be unto God, I've never forgot it. I've never forgot it. Hallelujah. Never forgot it. Somebody tell me to preach on.
Come on, brother.
There's people sitting in the churches today across the land. I'm afraid, and I'm not here to judge nobody, but I'm afraid that they have no idea what the Holy Spirit can do for them. They have rejected it and rejected and rejected and rejected. Let me tell you something today, friend. Instead of rejecting it, you better start saying, Lord, give me more. Lord, give me more. Lord, give me more. Hallelujah. There's a lot of people say, well, I got saved. That's all I'm concerned about. I don't need none of this other stuff. Let me tell you, it might be just getting saved. Might be good enough for you. But I want to tell you, I ain't satisfied. I want more, amen. I said, I want more. I ain't never got enough, Johnny. I'm telling you, I ain't never. I know there's more. I said, I know there's more than what I've got. I know. You say, well, you've got a good dose. I know I've got a dose of it, James, but I know there's more. I know that there's more for us. Do you remember? Do you remember? Whew. Some of you'd like to run, but you're scared to move. That's all right. Somebody done told me I had something on my chin this morning. I was yelling, I cut it off. Filled it full of salt, and I thought I had it made. Directly I looked, and he was dripping down. I had to change her. But that didn't stop me from coming to God's house.
Amen.
It'll take more than that to stop me. Amen. I'm telling you, church, for about the last 3 months, I have never. I said, I have never. I don't think the filthy anointing is strong. I have never seen God, Jerry, move just like He's moving today. I'm telling you, let them people sit back and say the days of miracle is over. But I'm going to tell you, if they think that and believe that, I'm telling you, children, it's simply because they don't know this same Jesus that I know. They don't know the same Jesus. Say, well, I've been to the doctor and been to the doctor. I've been in drying out places. They've put me in asylums. They've put me on psych ward. They've had me everywhere. And it seems like when I get out, I just go right back to it. Let me give you a little advice. Take a trip to Calvary one day. Hallelujah! Take a trip to Calvary. He'll dry you out. Dry you up. Amen. First place, it ain't my church. It's God's church. See, people don't remember. They don't remember. They got a mindset. I hear a lot of preachers say, preacher, I'm coming over to your church. Don't tell me you're coming to my well. That's all right. If you want to come to my church, because I consider you my flock. Amen. Do you remember?
Yeah, brother.
Do you remember the time that you're down and out? Brother, feel all alone. Felt like there was no hope. Have you ever been there and felt like you're no hope? Your marriage, you fell apart. Your family fell apart. Have you been there? Sure, we've all been there, haven't we? We don't live in an unproblem world. But we live in a world that Jesus can solve our problem. I can't serve a lot of people's problems. I'll be there with them, miss. I'll help them. If they cry, I'll put my arms around them. I'll cry with them. If they want to talk, I'll sit there and listen. If they want to pray, I'll pray with them. Hey, man. That's what it's going to take. That's what it's going to take. We're living in a sinful, ungodly, unmerciful world today, Slick Burton. Hey, man, if we can't love one another and reach out to one another, Darren, and help one another, what kind of church are we? What kind of church are we? Well, I better get back to preaching just for a minute. Can I preach just about another minute or two? He said, listen to this. Now maybe you get a little bit better picture of it. Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread, neither had they in the ship with him more than just one loaf. And he charged them, saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of the Herod. And they reasoned among themselves, whispered among themselves, saying, he's a little upset at us because we didn't take any bread. Yeah, that's what he's about. And when Jesus knew it, he said unto them, why reason you because you have no bread? Perceive ye not, neither understand? Have you your heart yet hardened? A lot of people harden their hearts today that they can't see, they can't understand. He said, having eyes, see ye not. Church, we got eyes today, ain't we? Have we seen it? Can anybody convince you today that Jesus Christ is not the Son of the living God? Can anybody convince you today that you have never seen miracle after miracle after miracle happen? Hey, man, we see them every day. We see them every day. It's a miracle. Let me tell you something, church. It's a miracle. I saw Sister Rita Simpson this morning, and she called me, and I was talking to her, and I said, and she come over something. Well, I don't know whether this is going to be a very good day or not. I said, Sister Edith, I said, listen to me. I said, you got out of bed this morning, didn't you? Yes, I did, Ralph. I said, then let's just give God the praise for it. Now, I'll tell you what, I'll praise Him when I get 97 or 8 years old. If I'm still able to get up and go, you better believe I'm going to praise Him in the morning, praise Him at noon, and praise Him every night. Hallelujah. And I'm practicing up. I believe I will live to be 100. If I keep feeling like I feel right now, I'll live to be 200. Amen. Woo! He said, boys, he said, do you not remember these things? Why in the world are you so worried about them? Why are you worried about just having one little loaf of bread? Mark, what are you worried about if there's one little loaf of bread? Don't you remember? Might have been yesterday. He said, I took 5 loaves and fed, or took 3 loaves and fed 5,000. He said, don't you remember? I took 4 leaves, or 4, I believe it was, loaves, and fed 4,000. Which way it was. So he said, why are you worried about this little thing? Just because you don't have any bread, Jewel. We worry about some of the silly things. That didn't cost you nothing. Amen. I said it don't cost you nothing. We worry about some of the silly things. Do you remember? Do you remember? Somebody remember. Being out there on the road all alone. Felt like you had no hope. Didn't really care. Will you live or die? If you're not ready to go, you better care. You better care. Some of you truck drivers, do you remember being out there all alone and feel like the world is forsaking you? Going down the road, you know. Just let the Holy Spirit, just invite it to come. Just invite Jesus to come and sit by you. Ooh, I remember that Jesus took care of me. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I got to make it to heaven somehow. How? Going to. Can. I get so tired of hearing people say, well, I've tried it. I just can't live it. Why can't you live it? Can't you remember? If you remember what Jesus done for you, if you can remember Savannah, where Jesus brought us out of, if we can only stop to remember all these things, remember the good thing that Jesus has done and not the bad thing that the devil has done to us. Amen. He said, Do you not understand who I am? That's what Jesus said. Don't you understand it? Man, don't you remember?